It was a picture-perfect process Tuesday as the Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center precisely at 10:39 Eastern Time. It was also a clearly emotional day for the people who make shuttle flights happen. George Diller called the launch for NASA.
TLS is go for orbiter access arm retract.
Discovery OTC, it's time for you to return to flight. Our hopes and prayers ride with you. Godspeed, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
OTC Discovery, thank you very much.
That was Orbiter Test Conductor Mark Taffet here in Firing Room 3.
We could fill the rest of this segment with a bunch of yakety-yak, and we'll get to that yakety-yak in the next day or so as Discovery heads for its rendezvous with the International Space Station. But for now, we thought you might just appreciate hearing the launch itself.
T-minus 4 minutes. 4 minutes and counting. Main engine purge now underway, and the orbiter's aerosurface profile test is beginning. You see Discovery's rudder moving. Main engine gimbal check, steering check coming up. The main engines now are in start position.
TLS is go for ETLO2 pressurization.
And now we should have retraction of the gaseous oxygen vent arm. The GOX vent arm will pull away from the top of the external tank, the Vini cap, so-called.
OTC, close and lock your visors and initiate O2 flow.
T-minus 2 minutes.
Visors on, O2 flows and work.
TLS, go for EC, LH2 pressurization.
Commence 5.
External tank bipod heaters now being deactivated. Sound suppression water system now being armed. T-minus 1 minute. Solid rocket booster joint heaters now being deactivated. Final check of the solid rocket booster commands. Joint heaters being turned off. Locks and LH2 fill and drain valves closed. Solid rocket booster flight data recorders activated. Standing by for the handoff to Discovery's computers. T-minus 31 seconds. The handoff has occurred. Discovery's computers now controlling. Firing chain is armed.
20.
Sound suppressor water system is being activated.
15.
Brain safe systems on. T-minus 10 seconds. Go for main engine start. 7, 6, 5. Three engines up and burning. 3, 2, 1. and liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery, beginning America's new journey to the Moon, Mars, and beyond. And the vehicle has cleared the tower.
Houston's now controlling. Commander Alan Collins confirming Discovery's rolling onto a course for rendezvous with the International Space Station. Discovery's already traveling 400 miles per hour. Altitude 12,000 feet. This is a view from a camera mounted on Discovery's external fuel tank. Three engines on Discovery are now throttling down to two-thirds throttle to prepare the spacecraft to pass through the area of maximum air pressure and go supersonic. One minute since launch, Discovery speed now 900 miles per hour.
Discovery, Houston, go at throttle up.
Discovery, just go with throttle.
All systems remain go for Discovery. Altitude now 9 miles, 6 miles northeast of the launch pad. One and a half minutes since launch, Discovery's already consumed more than 2.25 million pounds of propellant. It weighs less than half of what it did at liftoff. Speed now 2,000 miles per hour. Altitude 18 miles, 14 miles northeast of the Kennedy Space Center. Standing by now for burnout and jettison of the twin solid rockets. Booster officer confirms clean separation of the solid rocket boosters. Discovery now on its three main engines, second stage. Speed now 3,030 miles per hour, altitude 33 miles, 40 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center. Discovery's orbital maneuvering system engines are now firing to assist its climb to orbit. They'll fire for about 2 minutes and 19 seconds.
Discovery made it to orbit with no appreciable problems. It's scheduled now to dock with the International Space Station on Thursday. You're listening to Aero News at www.aero.net. I'm Pete Combs.